Archers for the week 22nd to 27th of February 2004.
Schuller is walking on eggshells.
Here.
Shouldn't I be?
I just wondered.
You shut the door, please. You're letting in a draught.
Sorry. What are you looking for?
Nothing. Behind with my paperwork, that's all. Mislaid some receipts.
You looked in the bin?
Oh, yes. Very funny.
Oh, look, I didn't mean...
I don't make a habit of throwing things away. Anyway, it's none of your business now. Your money, my money. Never the twain shall meet.
I didn't mean it.
No, no one's ever allowed to make a mistake, are they?
Oh, what? And I'm never allowed to be angry? I think I had cause, don't you? Look, Alistair, I'm not interested in going over old ground. I regret suggesting splitting the account, and I'm sorry if it hurt you. I want us to talk properly.
No recriminations?
No.
Okay. Oh, sit down. Here, I'll move this.
I can help you file it.
There.
Thanks. I need to understand why you did it.
I've tried to explain before. It was the adrenaline, the buzz.
But why did you feel the need to start?
Oh, Schuller.
No, be honest with me.
Okay. Suppose I've been thinking about it. Sometimes my life feels flat and monotonous. Like it's lived in monochrome. There's not enough colour.
I see.
I'm sorry. The last couple of years have been pretty stressful. The drugs business with Theo, changing premises. It's been a hard slog. Not much risk or excitement.
Oh, come on. It was a huge risk moving your practice.
A calculated one, a sensible investment. Had a predictability about it. With gambling, it's the thing of handing control over to something outside yourself. It's the letting go that's exciting. Like in that book, The Dice Man.
Yeah?
You know, he hands over his decisions to the roll of a dice. Imagine living like that.
Oh, I'd hate it.
Oh, but it's the sense of possibility, though, and danger.
Is that what you want?
Oh, no, I mean, it's a fantasy. And poker let me put my toe in the water.
Oh.
I wouldn't have drowned.
But you can't be sure about that.
Maybe. But I've a horror of turning into my father. A pipe and slippers man.
I've got news for you.
Oh, no, please, let's nip it in the bud.
How? We both work so hard. All we're fit for in the evening is slumping in front of the telly.
And it's a red letter night when we get a video out.
I know.
Well, Kenton knows how to enjoy himself.
Is this about him?
What?
You looked at him and saw the kind of life you envied.
Well, he does live it by the seat of his pants. I've always been so safe.
Yes, and he's got a wife who chucked him out and a little girl he's abandoned.
I know, I'll never be like him.
Good.
I was deputy head boy, for heaven's sake.
Seriously, Alistair, what shall we do?
Well, I may be risk-averse, but I'm not fun-averse. Fun's been a bit thin on the ground recently.
All work and no play made you a dull boy.
No, a bored one. I went a bit mad. Sorry.
Never mind that.
It's not always about the big things, is it? It can be about making the most of the small things.
Okay. So, how about we go out now?
Well, now?
It's a beautiful morning. Is there anywhere you fancy?
I don't know. We could take the bikes to Lower Loxley, try out the new cycle route.
Yes. Daniel's been wanting to do that for ages. We could take a picnic. Have the roast tonight.
Okay. Lizzie?
In here, Nigel.
Where?
The disabled loo.
Stroke. What's happened here?
Watch it. There's been a minor flood, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
Kathy told me yesterday it was leaking. I'll have to call the plumber out. It looks worse than it is.
I came to say Mummy's looking after the twins. I've got to get down to the gates to meet the Woodman group.
Are they here today?
Yes, don't you remember? I'm helping them.
I was hoping we could all go out somewhere to get a change of scene.
I'll be working with them all day.
Oh.
I did say.
Yes.
They'll be here in a minute. I tell them at 11. I'll catch up with you later.
Nigel?
Yeah?
Do you fancy me like this?
What?
Rubber gloves, mop in hand, honest sweat upon my brow.
Lizzie, you're the mother of my children. See you.
Yes, see you.
All right.
Oh, just to blow my nose.
Come on, Daniel. Brakes on.
Oh. I've been in the lead all the way.
Yeah, have you noticed? Oh, that's better.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh, yes. They've done it so well. Especially that bit round the Arboretum.
Yeah.
Can I have my crisps?
Yeah, wait till we reach the next stop.
It's not far, Daniel.
How far?
300 metres, by the car park down there.
Yeah, we can get the drinks out then, too.
OK.
Oh, certainly blown the cobwebs away.
Yes. We'll have to think what else we can do.
Well, maybe the bull. Sid and Jolene have got some special events on for National Pub Week.
Oh, yes, it's traditional bar games on Tuesday, isn't it? After the pancake race.
I want to go to that.
There's a surprise.
And it's the quiz on Friday.
Oh, I'm no good at quizzes.
That's because you're a dumb blonde.
Hey!
Who's a dumb blonde?
Nigel!
Where did you spring from?
I thought I recognised the voices. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Uncle Nigel.
I'm doing tree maintenance today.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a group of us, and we're checking the ties and the stakes. Actually, Daniel, I'd just seen a terrific piece of fungi, if you're interested.
Where?
Oh, come on and I'll show you.
OK.
I'd like to see that. Sheila?
No, I'll stay with the bikes.
You sure? Bring it over to the side, Daniel.
All right.
That's a good lad.
It's only a little way back.
We won't be long, darling.
OK.
It's this way.
Oh, my chance to raise the chockey, I think. Just one bit.
Sheila?
Oh, Elizabeth! You shouldn't creep up on people.
Sorry, I'm just taking Tick and his coffee. Was that Nigel disappearing into the bushes?
Yes.
Thought so. What's she doing here?
What's it look like? We fancied a change.
Tell me about it.
Oh, dear, that sounded tragic. What's up?
My life. It's all work and no play.
Must be catching.
You know, Usha and Ashok had an indescribably romantic Valentine's Day. He treats her like a goddess.
Lucky her.
We don't seem to have any special time together anymore, Nigel and me. And don't tell me it comes with the territory.
Well, it's as easy to take each other for granted when you're married. It's habit. It
scares me sometimes. I mean, I wouldn't want Nigel doing a Brian.
No.
Darling, I'm bored witless. Sunday afternoon and no cuddles.
Aw, pussycat.
Come over. I've got a nice bottle of wine.
No, can do. I'm at an antiques fair with Yvette.
She'll fit him well. Well, later then, tonight.
Sorry, got people around.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah, can't be helped.
You find time for your poker nights and seedy lap dancing clubs. What about me? Don't I have more to offer you?
Oh, come on. Don't do this, Lillian. If I start bowing out of my commitments now, she'll know something's up. And that'll be curtains for us. Is that what you want?
No. Go to hell. I'll drink it myself.
An early night. Oh, what absolute bliss. It's funny, the older you get, the earlier you want to go to bed.
For all the wrong reasons. We used to go out partying every night.
I know. The thought of it.
We had tremendous fun though, didn't we?
Was that Freddie?
I didn't hear anything.
Mm.
You used to do such romantic things when we first started going out.
Did I?
Yes.
I'm sorry, darling, I'm tired. Must be all that fresh air I had today.
Usha read an article in a magazine recently about couples who've been together for years going out on a date. As though they'd never met.
Ooh, like a blind date.
Mm.
There'd have been no chance of a blind date with you in the early days. And only for yonks.
Yes.
Lights out, then. Night.
Mm. I'd like us to go on a date like that.
What?
Pretending we're strangers.
Why?
For the fun of being silly and flirty and romantic.
A bit daft, isn't it? Pretending we don't know each other when we do.
Never mind, forget it.
Lizzie, all this talk, you can't think I don't love you.
Of course not. It's just an idea to bring a little sparkle back into our relationship.
Sorry, have I missed something? I thought that we were going on nicely.
Nigel, I love you and we're fine, but it couldn't hurt. Might really enjoy it. In fact, it could be a real hoot. You with a carnation in your buttonhole and our eyes locking across a crowded room.
Oh, yes. Yes. I see what you mean.
Oh, thanks for a fabulous day, darling.
Yes, it was lovely, wasn't it? Real change.
Shall I turn the light off, then?
Before you do, some of the things you were saying this morning...
Oh, look, forget it.
No, seriously, I am worried. Do you think there's something really wrong in our lives? Is there anything you'd like to change? Darling?
Yes, there is.
Oh.
This bedroom. The wallpaper's ghastly.
What?
All those silly little blobs.
Is that it? The wallpaper?
Well, do you like it?
No!
Don't know what possessed us to choose it.
No, nor me. And, you know, I don't really like your wardrobe.
Well, let's get rid of it.
Can we?
Why not? It's our bedroom.
Oh, the whole room looks tired.
Oh, doesn't it, though? The trouble is we use it as a dumping ground.
Yes, and if we were going to redecorate it, we'd have to declutter it first.
Absolutely. I mean, look at this bedside table. No wonder I can never find anything.
Oh, I know. And all these magazines under my side of the bed. I've got a shoebox downstairs I could put this lot in. I think it's under the stairs.
Look, bring a bin liner while you're down there.
Oh, I'll bring a few.
I've been wanting to do this for months.
The question is, what's on the menu?
One.
Oh, morning. Yeah, I just wanted to get this done now. Then you can put it in the oven for me, if that's okay.
Oh, such responsibility.
It'll have about 35 minutes at 180 degrees.
Oh, I think I can manage that. Oh, I'm glad to see you're using my old mincer.
Yeah, we had one like this when I was a kid. So how's Jack today?
Low.
Oh, dear.
But he's very much looking forward to his lunch. We both are. Being treated by a professional chef in our own home.
It's just my way of saying thank you. Well, I'm sorry we can't sit down before 2:30. I'm pretty sure I can get away for then. Stefan can take over.
Well, that's very good of you.
I'm used to ducking and weaving around my work hours. I've always done it.
Well, I told Adam 2:15. I know Friday would have been better for you, but he's at a farmer's market on that day, and he's planning to go to the pub quiz in the evening.
Well, can't be helped.
Anyway, you should get a chance to chat a bit about their venison as well.
Oh, good. Who knows? I might actually get to relax on my day off.
You deserve to. Am I allowed to ask what we're having?
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, lovely.
No, I thought Jack would like something comforting and wholesome.
That's very thoughtful. I'll get some wine, shall I?
Oh, a nice Bordeaux would go well.
Right.
Oh, lamb feels great.
It's beyond me why Jean-Paul wouldn't use Hassett Hills. They even had a big launch at Grey Gables, but he didn't take the hint.
Are you trying to influence me here?
Unashamedly.
Oh, I've got some nice kale from Bridge Farm to go with it.
Good.
I'll blanch that myself at the last minute.
Oh, that reminds me. A message from Tom.
Tom? Oh, pigs, right?
That's it. He's having a sausage tasting on his birthday on Wednesday, and he's very keen for you to come.
You know, I've never been this popular in all my life.
He and Stan are making up a new spicy recipe. I know he'd value your opinion.
Well, I'd love to. Oh, so, Will Helen be there?
Ruth! Oh, Shula! Hang on! Hi!
What brings you to Borchester?
I've been to the farmer's cash and carry, getting a few odd bits for lambing.
Oh, of course.
David's going flat out.
Doesn't get any easier, does it?
No. You won't be getting much sleep for the next few weeks. I'm off to the newsagents now, getting a card for Christine and George. Mum and Dad reminded me it's their silver anniversary next week.
Yes, I know. They've invited them for a meal.
It's with all the magazines, anyway.
Aha!
What?
Better to give us some ideas. We're redecorating our bedroom.
Oh.
I've got some colour charts, too. Well, I say redecorating, but it's more than that. We're completely revamping it.
When did you decide this?
11 o'clock last night.
Oh, you little devils.
Yeah, one minute Alistair was saying he didn't like the wallpaper, and the next we were burrowing around, chucking stuff out.
Well, if the spirit moves you.
We'd have begun there and then if we'd had the paint.
I hate painting.
I usually do. But we've got a head of steam on now. We're starting this afternoon.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's quiet at the stables this week after half term.
Have you still got Caroline helping?
Yeah, and Alistair's arranging a locum for a few days.
Tell you what, why don't I take Daniel to Brookfield after school? Save you having to pick him.
Oh, are you sure?
Of course. I see you're raring to go.
That'll be great.
This all looks very hopeful. Are things back on track with you two?
Yes, it's year zero.
Good.
We needed an injection of serious fun, and this is something we can do together.
You know what'd look nice?
What's that?
A favourite photo blown up for the wall. That's what we're doing with one that a shop took of the kids.
Gran? Hi, it's me. Gran, I think something's burning. Gran!
Oven glove quick.
What's going on here?
Can you grab that chopping board, please? I need to put this down, quick.
Oh, right. Here.
Great.
Well saved.
You must be Ian.
That's me.
I'm Adam. Oops, sorry. Oven glove. How do you do?
You're right. That wardrobe's a brute. It's so much lighter in here now.
I don't know what we're going to do with it. Can't live out on the landing forever.
Well, we'll have to dismantle it and put it in the paper.
Just the bed to shift now. It'll be fun sleeping in the spare room.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to roll up the carpet?
I think we could get away with covering it if we're careful.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, these walls look dingy. I really wish I hadn't been so changing rooms about the whole thing when I redecorated.
I did warn you.
Yeah, I know, but it all looked so easy when they did it on the telly.
Well, I always hated that wallpaper.
It was fine when I put it up. It just looks a bit dated now, that's all.
Well, we'll have to do a white undercoat and obliterate it.
Fair enough. Come on, let's look at these colour charts. Don't fancy this range.
No. A bit bland.
Even though they are back in fashion.
Are they?
Hmm.
Ivory mist. Posh name for magnolia.
What about this lot?
Blue can be cold.
Hmm. Oh, they look gorgeous all together.
I'm not very good on colour.
You are.
Well, all I know is I want a bedroom that's peaceful.
Me too.
A haven to get away from work. And Daniel.
And Scruff.
Oh, definitely.
Only... Well, it could be a bit more interesting than that.
Hmm.
Since we're going for a root and branch transformation, we might as well indulge ourselves.
Oh, yeah? How?
I'd like somewhere luxurious and sensuous as well. Maybe have, a silk canopy or drapes over the bed.
Blimey.
A few velvet cushions here and there.
Wow, carry on.
Look. See these colours here.
Oh, yeah.
These lovely pinks and lilacs.
Exotic.
Well, not the very strong ones.
Okay.
Some of these softer ones. They're passionate in an understated way.
Oh, yes. Exactly like my wife. Quick. Let's go and buy this paint before you change your mind.
Oh, thanks very much. I could have done the coffee.
Oh, nonsense. You sit there and relax. Adam?
Thanks, Gran.
Well, is Jack coming through?
He's gone for a lie down.
It's a good idea.
He's been pretty badly shaken by all this, hasn't he?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. It's not only the wounds, it's his confidence somehow.
He seemed quite withdrawn at lunch.
Still, he enjoyed the meal despite my determination to ruin it.
It was only the top that started to catch. It was fine. Adam here saved it from burning.
I wondered where you were, Gran. I was shouting my head off.
I was helping Jack in the bathroom.
Ah. Well, I thought it was divine.
Yes. Shepherd's pie never tastes like that when I cook it.
That's one of the first things I learned to do as a child.
At your mother's knee?
Well, no, after she died.
Oh, sorry.
She had a brain hemorrhage when Ian was 13.
Yeah, I took over cooking for the family.
Wow.
So, you know, I always feel something positive came out of her death.
What did you add to the cheesecake? It tasted really rich.
Well, chestnut puree.
Uh-huh. Well,
I'm not going to get anything useful done for the rest of the day now.
I have a weakness for puddings. You know, I always mean to give them up for Lent, but never quite manage it. I have to watch it, though.
Adam's always had hollow legs. He'd come in from cricket and raid his mother's fridge like a swarm of locusts.
Gran.
No, the lamb cooked really well. It was beautiful to handle.
Good.
Well, have you started lambing yet, Adam?
We finished a month ago.
Oh?
We go in for an early season to catch a good price.
Look, will you excuse me a moment?
Oh, sorry.
Not at all. I want to put some bird food out. Sitting here has reminded me.
Oh, yeah, you have a grand view from this conservatory.
We don't use it enough in the winter, really.
The lake's really shimmering today.
Oh, help yourself to more coffee. I won't be a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Gran.
Oh, look at all that space. I'd love to have my own veg garden one day.
You know, I was expecting something far grander for lunch.
Oh? What, plain not good enough for you?
Sorry, I didn't mean...
I'm only joking. No, I like honest food. No, unimpaired. It's what I grew up with and what I keep coming back to.
I'm not programmed to stick to recipes. I prefer to improvise.
Oh, no. But if you don't construct a dish carefully, you lose the delicate balance of flavours.
Well, in Africa, I throw everything into the pot and hope for the best. Usually turned out OK.
Well, Africa?
Yeah, I was there 13 years.
Really?
Yeah, came back last March.
Well, whereabouts? Well, not that it'd mean much to me, I'm afraid.
Oh, Kenya, Senegal, Tanzania.
Wow. Well, and what are we doing?
Working on various projects. Goat breeding, irrigation, that sort of thing.
Brave?
No, not at all. It was the coming back that was hard. I felt so claustrophobic. There's a lot of space under an African sky.
I've never set foot outside the UK.
You're kidding.
No. To be honest, I've never really had the desire.
Amazing.
Mind you, going to London was like emigrating.
Oh, look, Gran's waving at us.
Oh, yeah. Hello! You know, she and Jack have been fantastic to me.
You came at the right time for them as well.
So it seems.
And Gran adores having someone to fuss over.
Yeah, I'll miss them when I go into my flat.
You're moving?
Over the shop. Caroline's having John Paul's old place done up for me.
Ah, great. You must come over to the farm this week. Take a look at our operation.
Yeah, I'd like that.
This wretched pattern's showing no sign of disappearing.
I'll give it a chance to dry.
It's a big wall, this.
Yeah, 18 feet into the alcove.
Can't take the estate agent out of the woman.
Oh, I can't wait to put the colours on.
Best bit.
Especially the soft heather. I hope it'll work with the cassis.
Shula, you're doing it again.
What?
Your Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen impression.
I am not. The accent colours will look great, you'll see.
Accent colours?
Yes. They're de rigueur these days. Haven't you been paying attention?
Obviously not.
Do you want a bedroom filled with passion and indulgence or not?
Well, put like that.
Exactly. So we have to experiment. After all, this is an exercise in risk-taking.
Oh, touché. All right, then, how about we try one of those fancy painting techniques?
What, like stippling or rag rolling?
That's it.
Oh, Alistair, that's so passé.
Oh, so passé, is it?
Watch it. I've got a roller here and it's loaded.
Yeah, unevenly by the look of it. I've been watching your technique.
My technique? What, like this?
Oh, that was my nose!
What on?
Shula, you... Right.
Take
no, that! Two can play at your game. That'll save you having your highlights
that's
done.
So unfair.
Oh, no, all's fair in love and war. You shouldn't start what you can't finish.
All right. So you want to play dirty, Mr. Lloyd?
Come and get me.
You're asking for it now, matey.
Oh, no, no, mercy, mercy. Oh, Sheila, no! Oh, no, help!
One lamb or two. Thanks for this, love.
No sign yet.
Well, I can't see any more to come.
That's funny. She was scanned as a multiple.
Well, scanning's not foolproof.
Shall I help you feel for it while I'm here?
Yeah, thanks.
I'll just wash my hands.
Okay.
Do you remember it's the pancake race at the ball today?
Oh, of course, yeah, Tuesday.
Julian wants to get underway for 4 o'clock.
It's a stupid time.
From your point of view, maybe.
Wedge between lambing and afternoon milking.
It's the only time, though. It'll be dark by 5:30, and if it's not much before, the kids won't be home and changed.
Well, I can't promise.
And that's what I told them. They're ready.
Right. I'll sit her up.
No! Come on! Get!
Lean back on me. It's all right. I've got to wait now. You feel.
All right.
More of a fist, love.
All right.
Have a good pummel.
I know what I'm doing.
Anything?
No.
Try lower. Any kicking?
Oh, nothing. I reckon she was a one-lamb wonder.
Okay. Kick up. Oh. Well, I'll keep an eye on her all the same.
Has Alistair's Lawton been to stitch up that prolapse?
Yeah, he came when you were on the school run.
Was it Kevin?
Yeah.
I like him.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how the grand makeover's going.
Rather them than me.
It certainly put a spring in Shula's step.
Well, let's hope Alistair's as keen.
Oh, he is.
Probably desperate to make amends, poor guy.
You know, I was lying in bed this morning looking round, wondering if we couldn't do something with our bedroom.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's worth thinking about.
Why is it when one member of this family sneezes, we all have to go down with flu?
I'd like to get on with muck spreading this afternoon, but it looks a bit threatening.
Yeah, they forecast rain.
Some of these spuds were damp.
Oh, that's a nuisance.
I found one or two soil cones in the box. Must have blocked the airflow.
How many?
Oh, only a handful. And they haven't rotted. Remember how wet it was when I harvested this lot? They were caked in mud.
Yeah, well, it's hard to get it all off and dried.
Yeah. I wonder if Ian would be interested in our spuds for Grey Gables.
Oh, give the guy a chance.
What?
He had the hard sell from Helen last week, and I dread to think what Tom's got in mind for him tomorrow.
You've lost me.
The sausage tasting.
Oh.
Yeah, I expect you'll have him pinned up against the wall until he agrees to take them.
Well, Jean-Paul never supported us. And the spuds could do with a lift.
Oh, very funny.
What with this low-carbohydrate fad?
That hasn't affected us.
Yet.
I think Lillian's on it, you know.
Oh, she can afford to be.
Right, Pat, I'll be off. All right, Clary.
Oh, you're early.
I'm helping Sid and Jolene with the pancake races and the pub games and the sandwiches and all sorts to get ready.
Ah, sorry.
Yeah, we're looking forward to tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, before I go, you know that bar at the far end of the dairy, the one you don't use?
So Pip didn't win then?
Not this year, but she's fine about it.
So when do you reckon David will want me next for lambing his ear?
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah, I thought I hadn't seen him.
I don't suppose you could do this evening. I know he'd love to come and join us here.
Sorry, Ruth, no can do. I've got a bit of business.
Never mind. He'll be in touch.
Okay.
Oh, Jolene! They really enjoyed that, thanks.
Yeah, well...
It's quite in the rain.
Yeah, good idea that was.
Well, it's not the first time the bull upstairs has come in handy.
It's filling up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a great idea. A traditional games night.
It is, isn't it?
I can't wait to get stuck in.
The rain did you a favour in the end, Sid. Some of these have stayed on since the pancakes.
Jolene was on the ball, diverting folk upstairs.
What? She never held the races there.
Too right.
A bit cramped.
Well, she's very creative, my wife.
Yeah, she had them stood in a circle, counting how many times they could toss a pancake without dropping it.
Oh. Yeah, with her eyes shut, no.
guess what? Linda Snell had one land on her head.
She's got too much time on her hands, that woman.
Then we've been going flat out serving pancakes to the kids.
Yeah, not the one off Linda's head.
You must be exhausted, Carrie. Oh, no, we're fun. Excuse me. Yes, Neil.
So, when's the off, then? I'm champing at the bit here.
Any minute.
Oh, good. Be a real nostalgic night for me, this.
Yeah, well, you won't be disappointed. Yeah. Oh, yes. Sorry. What can I get you?
I was a demon at these games when I was a youngster.
Well, you got plenty of practice living here.
Shove apney, bar billiards, skittles.
Good grief. I should expect great things of you.
Oh, we've got a win. The family honour's at stake.
Steady on.
We should have had Lillian and Jennifer in the team.
Hardly their scene.
Ah, they were always snotty about the bar games. They'd never play with me. Jennifer was stuck in a book and Lillian was stuck on a horse.
By the way, what did Ed want?
Hmm? Oh, the cheek of him. He only asked if he could do up his escort in our barn.
Oh, so that's why Clary was asking about it.
Yeah, I told him no way.
Did you?
Huh. What, you think I should have let him?
Well, from Clary's point of view, I suppose a project like that could help him stay out of trouble. At least she'd know where he was.
I'm not a social worker, Pat.
I know he's having trouble finding somewhere. And think of the fun you have tinkering with the MG. Keeps you occupied for hours.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I reckon he should give me something in return, or it's just a handout.
Hi there.
Oh, evening room?
Hi.
Packed, isn't it?
Where are the kids?
I dropped them round at Jill's for a while.
And David's lambing, right?
Yeah. Hey, can I be in your team? Everyone else seems to be sorted.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
What do you fancy first?
Oh, the skittles?
Right. Lead on. Let battle commence.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Only one down.
Not very good, sorry.
Never mind, Ruth. Set it up again, Sid.
Right.
It looks easier than it is.
Yeah. It's hard to control that ball, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you had a go this morning. Go on then, Tony.
Right. Let the dog see the rabbit.
Dad, look.
Hold it that high.
No, it's my technique. Stop interfering.
Science.
Do you want us to beat Alistair's team or not?
Come on.
Johnny never had this before his dropkick.
You need to knock down at least 8 for your team to win.
Yes, I know.
Oh, look, let the man do it.
Thank you, Jolene.
Two down.
Still got 2 more swings.
Yeah, go on.
Right. Here I go.
We're
getting there.
Only 3 more.
We've won.
Yeah, well, it's like the bouncing bomb in the Dam Busters. I've got to hit big with this one or the Ruhr won't fly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Richard Todd had the best of 3, didn't he?
Or was it 2?
No, I know that. Keep going back.
Yeah. Get on with it. We'll be here all night.
It's all right. Now, for luck.
Oh, Tony. Oh, dear.
We can't have you spitting on it, mate.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I always used to do that for luck.
No.
Good grief. Oh,
go on, you can do it.
Right.
Yes!
That makes you the winners by a whisker.
I haven't lost my technique.
Oh, we can see that.
Congratulations.
Great. Yeah. Hey, now, come on, you lot. We've got to talk tactics for the show.
Oh, what's he like?
I wonder if Bert and Joe are still slogging it out over the dominoes. I never realised there were so many variations.
Oh, yeah. And the old ones remember them to the letter.
I reckon Roy will win his team the bar billiards.
Yeah. Yeah, we should go to New Zealand more often.
Hey?
Well, leave your daughter to come up with all the marketing ideas.
Well, it's been a great success so far. Hey, I think Fallon used to hate living here.
And she showed it.
I know. There she is tonight, taking photos for the village website.
Well, she's grown up.
Teenagers, eh? God's punishment for having sex.
You know, it might make sense to have these games out all the time.
We ain't got the room.
Well, no, but we could keep them in a chest in the bar.
Oh, yeah. They don't seem to know. They do seem to bring folks together.
Yeah, they make for a nice atmosphere.
Computers and dominoes. The new and the old.
Perfect balance.
And then the cherry logs smell nice and all.
Oh. I wish Matthew was here tonight.
Well, he's a bit young to appreciate it.
Well, I hope he'll come one day. Soak up the atmosphere of your typical English pub. Fire crackling in the grate.
Oh, we will, love.
I thought about putting his photo up in the bar. The one we took in New Zealand.
Oh.
What?
Well, it's possible to overdo the Doton grandfather bit.
Best keep them in the album, eh?
That's it. There's a good boy.
Oh, hello, love. Still up?
Hi, Clary. Good night.
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, what's that ferret doing indoors?
Don't talk about Romeo like that. You'll give him a complex. He's got pink eye.
Don't know how you can tell with an albino. Oh.
It's weeping. So, who won then?
Oh, let me sit down. Ah, that's better. Neil's team overall, which were nice because it's their anniversary tomorrow, 20 years.
Poor Neil.
Don't be horrible.
What did they win?
A meal voucher each. Hey, and good news.
What?
Tony's letting Edward use their barn to do his car up in.
That's decent of him.
Yeah, isn't it?
I'll take it round for him first thing.
Great. In exchange for a few hours' work round the farm.
Well, that's all right.
Whew, I think I'll make myself some up.
That's it, Romeo. There's a good boy.
Hey, Linda Snell were going on and on about how much better the landscape's been looking without Joe's pal barn. I don't know. She said she had to speak out on behalf of the community, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, Dad'll have the last laugh there.
What's this doing in here?
What?
There's some beef topside, pork leg, Eddie?
Ah.
Is it ours?
In a way.
What way?
I'm going to sell it at the car boot Saturday.
Well, where's it all come from?
Oh, there's one or two farmers in the hills doing a bit of home slaughtering.
I don't like the sound of this.
For their cash flow. You know what it's like.
Well, how come it's ended up in our fridge?
Well, snatch, see.
Oh, no. This will be the fish guts all over again.
He's acting as the middle guy, supplying.
And what, you're acting as the fall guy, selling. Don't you never learn.
It's good meat, Clary. Honest.
There ain't nothing honest about Snatch Foster. It ain't above board, this, is it?
Well, not strictly speaking.
Illegal meat in my fridge. Story of my life.
Oh, soon shifted. It'll be all right.
Eddie, whatever money you make from this, it ain't gonna be worth it. Take my advice and stay out of it.
What's that in the distance?
Here, take the binoculars.
Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful sight.
Isn't it?
How many are there?
Around 100, including the stags and calves. We'll go close and feed them in a minute, but I always like to show people from here first.
Well, will they be nervous of me?
We try and breed for temperament. They're not too flighty.
Yeah, but I guess you try and keep them semi-wild?
Yeah, not too much contact.
Oh, look, there's some running now.
They can outpace the quad bike sometimes.
Yeah? Well, are there any other deer farmers around?
One or two. It's a growing market because it's a low-fat meat.
Sure.
And now we shoot in the field. I'm convinced it's more tender. The animals are so relaxed.
Well, what outlets do you have?
Mainly farmers' markets. Direct selling's the only way. It gives us all the profit.
Oh, and you get to meet the customer.
That's the best part. They always tell you when they've enjoyed it. Some have never even tasted venison before, let alone cooked it.
You should hand out recipe cards.
Well, Mum's seen to that. But if you've any advice...
I like venison sausages. They're a nice alternative.
They sell well. Tom Archer's told me to major on the northern ones.
Yeah. Are you going to his birthday thing this afternoon?
No, I'm drilling.
Oh. I keep meaning to check out the local markets, but another week passes.
It's your day off Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mum and I are doing a stall at Borchester. They do some Fridays. Why not come along?
Well, are you sure?
Of course. We set off pretty early.
Well, I don't mind that.
Great. So, had any more thoughts about Hassett Hills? We can offer a continuous supply.
Well, we haven't talked figures yet.
Of course.
And there's one other supplier I'm seeing.
Huh?
No, I'm not one for rushing into decisions, but once I make up my mind, I try and stick to it.
Cheers, Dad! It's a bit lame meeting your dad bring it.
You're joking, aren't you? You heard him kick off last week when I drove it back from Borchester.
Aye, but it's only a mile for your place to here. You'd have been okay.
Nah, Mum and him are together on this. If it's not insured, I can't drive it.
Oh, at least we've got somewhere to do it up.
Of course, she had a right cob on this morning, didn't she?
She's usually all right, your mum.
Dad's on his final warning. Stuffed the fridge full of a load of dodgy meat.
What? Rotten?
No, for selling on, like.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know. Glad to get out of the house, though. Mum keep going on about Will and his poxy wedding plans.
Oh, aye. How's the wedding of the year coming along?
Who cares? So the bad news is...
Yeah?
Don't laugh.
What?
That I've been roped in as an usher, along with Roy Tucker and Chris Carter.
A wee boy band. Cute.
I was beaten in submission, mate. I didn't stand a chance.
A wedding's like a disease, man. You get too close and you come down with
it. I can't stand it. There's still months to go yet.
What's an usher do, anyway?
Well, shoves you in your seat and bogs off, I hope.
Well, at the cinema.
Look, can we talk about something else?
Here comes the rain.
Oh, shut up!
Oh, she's still a sensitive subject.
Jazz?
Sorry. It's all right, this bar, isn't it?
Fantastic.
It's only sound.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go that far. Nah, he's all right. I don't mind doing a few hours' work in exchange.
Yeah, we start up there. Where? There.
That's an old hayloft.
My dad's looked out this old paraffin heater if you want it.
Oh, yeah, nice one.
Right, I'll bung it here. So, you made a start yet?
Just about to.
Oh, dear. Looks like it needs the kiss of life, this car.
We'll soon bring it up.
If you say so.
Tom?
Yeah?
What's with that trap door? Where's it lead?
To a hayloft.
Told you.
I used to play up there. The floor's not safe. No one goes up there now. By the way, you can wish me a happy birthday if you like.
See, it's a multi-bay system. Quite new. It'll keep the rain off the strawberries.
When you've got the polythene on.
Oh, yes.
Well, it'll give you a longer season. Well,
that's the idea. And guard against botrytis.
I can't believe no one's thought of it before.
Sorry, Ian, I haven't offered you a coffee or anything.
Oh, no, you're all right. I can only stay another 5 minutes and then I have to get back to Hell's Kitchen.
What's on the menu today?
Well, beans and toast.
Oh.
You are so easy to get going.
Well, you never know these days. If bangers and mash can ever come back.
Yeah, don't knock it. Well, so when's the plastic going on?
2 weeks' time. It's going to be a massive job. I've done a one-day course, but even so.
Well, are you looking for volunteers? Only I could come over on my day off.
Really?
I'd like to. I'd be glad of a day in the fresh air.
Well, that'd be fantastic.
I grew up on a farm. We help each other out.
I didn't realise.
It was modest compared with here. Yeah, I can't get over the size of this place. You know, my father's got 50 Frisians.
All right. What's it like over there?
It's as bad as here. None of my brothers want the farm.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, he's close to retiring now.
Where is it?
Mid Antrim. It's a small village north of Ballymena. All right, you're looking blank. You could draw Africa on the back of your hand, but when it comes to Northern Ireland...
You found me out.
That's all right. I'm used to it. It's farming country.
I'll look it up on the map.
There's still a few wealthy ones around. Here, there's an old riddle. Why are pound notes green? Because Ballymena men pick them before they're ripe. You know, people still look at me sideways when I say where I'm from.
You haven't fancied going back there to work?
No. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, some things are better since Good Friday, but, well... You know, sometimes it's easier to be yourself when you're far from home.
Yes. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, happy birthday, Tom.
Oh, thanks, Greg.
Good turnout.
That was the whole idea, having the tasting on my birthday. How could anyone refuse me?
You opportunist, you.
You've got to hand it to him.
So, do you like them?
Yeah, quite peppery.
That's on purpose. Do you want this last one, Greg?
Yeah, no, sorry, I prefer mine plain.
Well, they offer the more adventurous palate.
Great bangers, Tom.
You.
Oh, good afternoon, Greg. Isn't this nice?
You okay?
Look, I didn't invite you in, did I?
I just wanted to wish you many happy returns of the day.
Yeah, right. Well, you've said it now, so you can go.
Fine. I'll take this last one for Ed, shall I?
Jazza! Really, swine.
What the hell was he doing here?
Steady on, mate. He's working on Ed Grundy's car. Dad's lent him the barn.
Don't trust him, Tom.
Try and relax, love. It's a party.
It's meant to be.
Oh, hello, Helen.
Oh, Ian, hi. Good to see you.
Ian, I'm Tom.
Oh, how do you do? This is buzzing, isn't it? You must be pleased.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Yeah,
four's a good time for me.
Oh, sorry, this is Greg.
Oh, right. How do you do?
Hello.
So, how's Jack?
Oh, it's still below par.
Poor granddad.
Well, you know, a shock like that at his age.
Yeah.
I've seen a difference in him. It's like his whole world's got smaller, you know, since the accident.
Mm-hmm. I hope he'll be okay.
Well, he saw the physio today, and that cheered him up. She takes no nonsense.
Good.
She's helping him get up and about more.
Look, excuse me.
Oh, sorry, Ian.
Yeah, sure.
It's good to meet you at last.
Yeah. Well, I've met your pigs.
Oh, so I believe, yeah.
And your granny sings your praises?
Good old gran. She put money into my enterprise to help me start up.
Well, that's the kind of granny you want.
She had faith in me. I'm the ambitious one in the family.
There's nothing wrong with that.
My empire's on the up. Got high hopes for this new line I'm doing for the supermarket.
Good.
Man, I can't wait for you to taste the new spicy ones. They're terrific. Stan and me knocked them up on Monday.
Yeah, you know, Tom, I can't guarantee we'll take them for Grey Gables.
Fair enough.
I mean, we do have a local supplier for breakfast sausages already.
Non-organic?
Yeah, but that's on price.
Well, you get what you pay for.
I know. Where we might be talking business is in the future.
Yeah?
See, I've got an idea to open up part of the bar as a daytime bistro.
That'd be brilliant. It's big enough.
Exactly, and it'll bring younger people in who might graduate to the restaurant.
Shake the old place up a bit.
Yeah, I'd like to do great little lunches like bangers and mash.
Well, we produce both of those at Bridge Farm.
If it comes off, then organic speciality sausages would be ideal.
Absolutely.
Well, I think you'd better get me some to try now, don't you?
Oh, yeah, right. Hold on, I'll be right back.
He's full of himself, your brother, isn't he?
Oh, tell me about it.
I've got one like him at home. What do you do with him? Not enough gin as a baby. What? Is your man okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that. He was in charge of the shoot when Jack...
Yeah, I realised. I shouldn't have gone on.
Oh, no, it was me who asked.
Yeah, even so, I mean, that's a thankless job. Well, I've a cousin back home who keepers.
So you know.
Aye.
Oh, he just feels terrible about it.
It can't be easy for him. Well, especially with Jack's family all about the place.
You've hit the nail on the head.
I'd like to chat with him properly.
Well, he's gone.
Wow! This is perfect! Just perfect! Here, Ed! Ed!
What?
Turn that off!
Hey?
The music!
Oh! Here, watch what you're doing up that ladder, you know what you like!
Never mind that! I found the perfect place!
Hey?
Oh, a few cobwebs. The ceiling's a bit cramped, but. Perfect! Way!
I wish I hadn't gone. It was a mistake.
Well, I wanted you there. So did Tom.
Your mum didn't, Albert. And you had to rub my nose in it.
What?
Asking Ian how Jack was in front of me.
Oh, I was making conversation.
At my expense.
Look, he was in your corner, actually. You'd have found that out if you'd stuck around.
They sucked him in, all right.
Who?
Your family. They're like the Sopranos. I'm surprised I haven't broken my legs.
You are being such a miserable git.
Am I?
Yes. Now come and sit here. Hang on, what's that on your shoulder?
Eh?
Oh, yeah, it's a big chip.
Sorry.
Now, what did George say to you last week?
I told you.
Well, tell me again.
That I was a good gamekeeper.
Exactly. And what did Will ask you?
To be his best man.
Thank you. Reasons to be cheerful, part two. You're good at your job. You didn't let Brian bully you into breaking the law, even though he put you under enormous pressure.
No, I can still feel a sort of Damocles hanging over me.
What we need is a holiday.
Dream on.
I don't see why not. It's your quietest time and, well, it may do you and Brian good.
How'd you work that out?
You've got into this kind of antagonistic dance together, haven't you? A holiday break the spell.
That's true. But I wouldn't even dare suggest it at the moment. Not with him watching my every move.
Lillian's got plans.
This is early for you. 9:15.
And woke up full of the joys of spring. You're not going to let me down.
Why should I?
I want you and Brian to come for drinks at lunchtime.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, short notice.
Well, you're not too busy, are you?
Oh, Brian will be on the farm.
He's got Adam.
Oh, it's hardly convenient, Lillian.
It is for Matt.
Oh.
Oh,
gosh, that mean? Oh.
It means it's the only time he'll see you. Because Yvette's not suspicious when he's out in the daytime.
It's not like that.
It is. If you're having trouble pinning him down, it's your own fault.
Who said I was? I admit he holds back sometimes, but it's only because he's insecure about our relationship.
Matt, insecure?
You said you weren't going to let me down.
No, I didn't.
I'm not taking no for an answer, Jenny. 12:30 at my place.
But Lillian...
Hi.
Where have you been?
Oh, good morning to you as well, my sweet. I've been checking the woodland drives.
You never told me you were going out at the crack of dawn.
I didn't know I had to. Greg seems to be neglecting them completely. Made no effort to cut them back. Oh, I honestly don't know what we'd pay him for. Got my day off to a bad start, I can tell you.
Well, it's about to get a whole lot worse.
Should be a bit quieter at the stables today.
Oh, I hope so. I want to nip over to the house and see the work in progress.
If they'll let you.
I must chase up the decorators to finish Ian's flat tomorrow. Give it a chance to air before he moves in.
When's that?
Sunday.
Now, do you want me to make us something to eat before we go to the course tonight?
Oh, that'd be lovely. I feel more relaxed about tonight than I did on Monday.
Oh, me too.
It was silly to be nervous.
Well, the first one, everyone was. It was very informal, though. I did like that.
Mm. And the ice-breaking exercises got us off to a good start.
Yes, and the chocolates made for a good finish.
Yes, well, don't hog the box this time, Oliver.
I was peckish. 2.5 hours is a long time.
Didn't say much for your capacity to share.
Do you think we'll get them every time?
I don't know. Maybe they were a sweetener to make sure we came back tonight.
Well, I wouldn't dare miss a session. I wouldn't want to.
No, they were very hot on that.
Well, so they should be. If you can't show commitment to an 8-week course, how are you going to commit to fostering a child?
Peanut, Brian.
Oh, thanks.
Darling, It's all right. I've got more in the kitchen. Gonna get you another G&T, Jenny?
No, I'm fine.
Heard about your trouble at the shoot last month, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, terrible business. Lillian's stepfather getting it in the leg like that.
Actually, he's my stepfather, too.
Yeah, of course. He is a liability, though, that gamekeeper, isn't he? You're going to have to keep your eye on him.
Well, I am, believe me.
I might go and see Jack this afternoon. You come with me, Lillian.
Oh, sorry, we've got plans, haven't we, Tiger?
What's that, Pussycat?
Look, I think it's time we went. I've got a stack of paperwork.
Oh, sit down. You can't go yet.
I did say we couldn't stay very long.
Well, I haven't made my announcement.
What announcement?
Sounds portentous.
Yeah.
Well, go on then.
Well, I think we make a great little gang, wouldn't you say, the four of us?
Gang?
I wouldn't go that far, sweetheart.
What could be more natural than two sisters and their partners palling up to make a happy little foursome?
Yeah.
Think of the fun we can have. Well, you must be close to retirement now, Brian.
No, I'm still very, very busy, thank you.
Where's this leading, Lillian?
All right, then. You've dragged it out of me. I've made a booking for a city break for the four of us to go to Dublin. What do you say, gang? Top of the morning to you.
Thank God we're out of there. And what an absolutely horrific thought. A city break with Matt Croft and your sister. I'd rather eat nails.
This is exactly the sort of thing I dreaded when she said she was back to stay.
I mean, how could she be serious? And he's so blatant about it. I mean, I know Yvette spends a lot of her time in London, but we have met her.
I know. Listen, darling, we're going to have to find a way to let Lillian down gently. She was so excited.
And why Dublin, for heaven's sake?
Who knows?
Oh, there's Turner.
Oh, Brian!
I want a word with him.
What do we have to? I need to get on with lunch.
Oi, Greg, over here.
Yes, Mr. Aldridge. What can I do for you?
Greg, I was up at the drives this morning, Littleton Cover.
Huh?
But have you done any work up there at all? They're really overgrown. In fact, they're shading out all the undergrowth.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you know?
Well, Will and I haven't had the time to get up there with a chainsaw yet.
Haven't had the time?
Yeah, I'm sorry,
If you can't find the time when it's this quiet, Greg, there's not much hope, is there?
It's on my list.
List? Just get it done.
Useless.
Steady on, darling.
Oh, Matt's right, Jenny. He is a liability.
You were making plans on my behalf.
Don't be like this.
How do you expect me to get away for a whole weekend?
I'm sure you'd managed it in the past.
Oh, look, don't start that.
You wanted it.
I am married, Lillian. I can't be in two places at once.
Is it because I'm on the doorstep?
How do you mean?
You're nervous of being seen. That's precisely why I wanted to get away.
No.
It'd do us good. It'd be fun.
Yeah, you keep saying that. Did you see the look on Brian and Jennifer's faces?
I know what's behind this.
There's nothing behind it.
You're worried because they know about us.
It's not...
You were the one who talked about this place being our little love nest. Nothing was too much trouble.
Look, I love your company. You know I do.
We could be upstairs now, not down here arguing.
No. Listen.
What?
Listen to me. We've been pretty full on since New Year. It's been very intense.
I know.
No. Intense may be good for a woman, but it's bad for a man. I need some space.
Well, space may be good for a man, but it's bad for a woman. I've been here before.
Look, Lillian, darling, we need a little break from seeing each other.
What?
Give ourselves a bit of a breather.
I'm sorry, love. I'm not hungry.
Never mind. I've got something in my bag that I think will cheer you up.
I doubt it.
Ah. Ta-da!
What's this?
A printout of our holiday details.
Holiday? When?
Look at the dates. 2 weeks' time.
When's Arotti? Helen.
Look, it's only provisional. I can go in tomorrow and confirm.
I wish.
Well, why not? I can't believe you're not entitled to a break. It must be written down somewhere in that gamekeeper's charter.
I can't.
Oh.
I've had a hell of a day.
Again?
Brian really laid into me at lunchtime. In front of Jennifer this time.
What for?
Something trivial. But it wouldn't have mattered, whatever it was. I'm just his whipping boy at the moment, and I'm getting sick of it.
That is so unfair.
I felt humiliated. He did it on purpose. I've accepted I was at fault over Jack's injury, but... he's still looking for any excuse to find fault. I can't reason with him.
Oh, come on, it'll blow over. Look, just keep your head down.
Then he'll wonder what I'm up to. He's looking for an excuse to sack me, Helen.
So, no holiday?
I daren't risk it.
Okay. It's more of the same then, is it?
I'm sorry.
It would have done us so much good. The time on our own, in the sunshine, away from here.
It was so sweet of you to plan it. And it breaks my heart. But it's not on.
Bit meatier tonight, wasn't it?
Oh, and how. I wonder if, what was the name? The foster carer. One with the glasses.
Jan?
That's it. Do you think she was trying to put us off?
Well, she certainly had some harrowing experiences.
Oh, yes.
And, Martin.
The abuse allegations.
Ah.
What was interesting, though, was how inadequate they still felt. I mean, they must have been doing something right. They've both been fostering for years.
Ah, you never think you're getting it right, I suppose.
You know what I'm dreading the most?
No?
If we get accepted.
What?
Saying goodbye after a placement.
Ah.
I mean, you build up a rapport with the child. Have it at the heart of your life for who knows how long, and then, whoop.
Yeah, it's going to be painful.
Get the tissues in.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, eh? Yeah, I could relate to all that stuff about giving youngsters a positive sense of themselves, yeah?
That's what you've been doing with Ed.
Well, hopefully. And the second half was fun, wasn't it? I thoroughly enjoyed manning that flip chart.
Yes, you were in your element.
Took me back to the Sixth Form Debating Society. I think I got my points across clearly. Too many rights these days and not enough responsibilities. If you don't give children boundaries, they don't know where they stand.
Darling.
Huh?
I think in future it might be...
What?
Well, it's good you feel strongly about things.
Yeah, I do.
But it's very easy for someone with your background to dominate the proceedings.
Is that what I did?
At times.
I thought I was contributing to the debate.
Oh, you were.
And I'm pretty sure I was speaking for most of the group.
That's just it. It was more of a lecture.
Oh, no.
It was supposed to be a discussion, not a debate.
Oh, Caroline, how embarrassing.
Oh, it's all right, Oliver, really.
Oh, I didn't realise I was sounding off. Oh. I mean, I do feel very strongly about boundaries. I mean, they do make children feel safe.
I know that's what you meant to say.
Oh, me and my big mouth.
I wasn't sure whether to say anything.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
Really? You're not hurt?
I'm mortified.
Sorry.
No. You've saved me from making a bigger fool of myself next week.
I better keep stum.
Oh, don't you dare. I'm not trying to censor you.
Oh, right.
But it might be a good idea to run some of your ideas past me before next session.
Hmm.
It could help you think more carefully about how you want to express them.
Good idea. What's the topic?
Listening to young people.
Ah.
I'm so sorry to disappoint you.
Why? What's happened?
A little holiday. Bats dismissed it out of hand.
Oh dear.
We had quite a row after you'd gone.
Oh.
He said we'd been moving too fast. And he needed space.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lillian, but I...
It's all right. I know you don't approve. Well, got your way now.
Why?
It's obvious. It's obvious, isn't it? He wants out. As far as I can see, it's all over between us.
The chef samples the goods.
Ian, this is Kenton. We're sort of related.
Oh, yeah. I've heard all about you.
Oh, really? The food was great.
As good as Nostra Frey.
Oh, no.
My cook's ex-army.
Well, that explains it.
So which bit are you from over there?
Andrum.
Oh, right, the basalt splendours of the Giant's Causeway.
You're up on it, better than me.
Oh, something must have stuck from the old school jog lessons. Oh, excuse me, the till.
So, what did you make of our farmer's market then?
It's amazing, only I've bought far too much.
Well, you're a foodie.
The venison was flying off your stall.
Yeah, I was pleased. What was all that cheese you bought?
Well, here, let's try some.
How much have you got?
You see, some of this is paddy, you know.
I'm sure I approve of you buying from the competition.
Ah, now that's the single Gloucester. This is the smoked Wensleydale.
Oh, I'll have a bit of that.
Okay. Oh, it looks beautiful.
What's it say?
Smoked over oak chips. Oh, the knife's greasy. Are fingers okay?
Of course.
Here.
Mmm. That is really delicious.
Mm. Well, that's lovely.
You better watch it. I'll have the rest off you.
Oh, take it.
I was joking.
No, seriously, I'd like you to have it.
You bought it for yourself.
Well, I've got stacks of stuff here. You're the one with hollow legs.
Thanks, Ian. That's great.
Oh, your mother's a nice lady.
Thanks. You know, I can't get over what you said about cooking for your family when your mum died.
One of us had to. Dad was hopeless.
It's amazing.
You know, Sam, James and David weren't fussy, so it took me ages to work out if it was any good. I'm still not sure.
They're your brothers?
Yeah, they ate what I put down.
But you must have known you were gifted.
I don't know.
You being self-deprecating now, because I can't believe you genuinely doubt yourself.
No, Caroline's taken a big chance on me.
Not at all.
I've never been, like, fully in charge. It's what I've always dreamed of, but, you know, it feels dead scary being the boss.
You've no reason to feel insecure, Ian. Anyone can see you're brilliant and dedicated.
Oh, Adam, good. You're in here.
Hi.
Oh, and Ian, hello.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Bellamy.
Oh, it's Lillian, please. Jennifer told me you'd headed inside. I don't know how she can sit out after our selling meat in the fresh air. Not my idea of fun.
Here, have a seat.
Oh, all right.
Oh, can I order you anything?
No, thanks, darling. I've come to take Adam shopping.
What?
My money's come through from Guernsey. I sell my house here.
Oh?
Or say you'll come and help me spend it.
I've got work to do.
Oh, please. I'm in desperate need of some retail therapy. Boyfriend trouble.
Sorry?
Oh, not you, me.
Oh.
You men can blow hot and cold. But you've broken a few hearts in your time, Ian. That's a swine, but I love him.
I think I better get off now.
Oh, don't go on my account.
Really, there's things you need to check up on in the kitchen.
It's your day off.
Not for tomorrow's menu.
Come shopping with us.
It's not my thing. Sorry.
Oh, pity.
By the way, Ian.
Yeah?
Are you going to this quiz tonight at the ball?
Oh, yes, do come. There are bound to be food and drink questions. We could be a team.
I'm not sure what I'm doing.
No. Well, if you change your mind.
Sure, yeah. Bye.
It starts half seven.
You know, someone should snap him up.
So, will you be looking for a property to buy in the village now?
No, not yet.
Well, I thought that was the plan.
I don't want to rush into things. I'll invest the lolly for now.
Nice position to be in.
Well, in some ways. I hate being in limbo.
Me too. Oh, hang it. Let's shop.
Oh, Adam Goody.
It's perfect. The colours work so well.
Now we've got to try and keep it tidy.
Yes.
Nothing on the floor.
Oh, absolutely not. Best thing is, I can't see those ghastly blobs anymore.
That reminds me. Shut your eyes.
What?
Just do it.
Okay.
No peeping.
Where are you going?
Patience.
Is it something else for the room?
Here.
Wow. It's got to be a picture. A big one by the look of it.
Open it. I want to see your face.
All right. Oh, it's us. Only big. It's fantastic.
It's come out really well, hasn't it?
St. Kitts.
Our honeymoon. Do you remember? We asked that barman on the beach to take it.
Yeah. Oh, Shula, it's wonderful. We look ecstatic.
We were. I wanted us to remember. That's us as well.
Yeah.
I thought we could put it over the fireplace.
On the accent wall.
The very same.
I wonder if...
What?
Do you think Ruth and David might have Daniel for the night?
They might.
Aye, aye. Oh. So this is the new passion parlour, then?
Kenton.
Come in, why don't you?
Sorry, I'll knock next time. Gooey, look at this. I thought it'd be really techy.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I heard pink.
Heather.
What's behind the curtain, then?
Our clothes.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, into the alcove.
It's softer than a wardrobe.
Oh, yeah, it matches this this mozzie thing.
It's a canopy.
Indian silk.
Hey, shove over.
Oh. I'm not sure we should be talking to you.
Well, you're not still going on about that. Look, people have to want to be led astray, you know. I didn't force you to start gambling, did I, mate?
No.
I did you a favour, really. I mean, look at this place.
Oh, shall we forgive him? What do you say?
All right.
Hey, great photo. Cool, you look young.
Or maybe not.
Crowded, isn't it? We were lucky to get a table.
Oh, he just doesn't appreciate me.
You're well out of it.
You see, people don't see the Matt that I know. Charming, charismatic.
Who's that? Just came in.
Oh, it's Mike, I think. Oh, have a crisp.
I thought you were on a diet.
There's no point now. You know, that shirt looks terrific on you, sweetheart. Matches your eyes perfectly.
You are far too generous.
Nonsense. You're my favourite nephew.
Today?
No.
So where's Elizabeth tonight, then?
Carl's night in with Usha. I've a lot to thank her for.
Oh, how sweet of you. How many years?
Usha, I mean. Well, she gave me the idea of asking Lizzie out on a date.
What? There's something in the air tonight.
It's going to be a blind date.
Oh, yeah. That'll be interesting. Are you going to see each other?
I've been looking on the internet.
Oh, you sad man. Does she know?
Not for a woman. No, to get some flirting techniques.
Oh, fantastic. Of course, it's all down to body language on the first date.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, no, it's smells and pheromones. All the primitive stuff.
I was hoping for something a bit more romantic than that.
Oh, yeah, you dress it up how you like, no? It's all down to hormones.
Ah, there's Shula and Alistair just come in.
My case in point.
Nobody wants me here.
No, please.
Oh, I saw that expression on your mother's face when I told her I was hoping for good. She had panicked.
You are feeling sorry for yourself.
No one else is going to. Oh, you all want me to up sticks and find another island.
Well, if it's a tropical one, I might come and visit you.
Darling, look who's just come in.
Who?
Turn around and see for yourself.
Hello there.
Ian, you made it.
Yeah, I'm not too late, am I?
No, no.
Evening, Elaine.
Kiss.
Huh?
You'd better do it, she'll turn nasty.
Oh, you can't have that.
Oh, don't you smell fresh and clean? Oh, I love that in a man.
What would you like to drink, Ian?
She
David and Ruth couldn't make it. We'd have been a real family team.
Oh, well, it's a little Bo Peep time, isn't it?
So listen, what else was on this flirting website then?
Well, apparently, when a man hooks his thumbs in his front pockets, like this, and points his hands downwards, it means he's displaying himself. No, it's true, it's true. Look, like Adam is at the bar.
No!
Lige, keep your voice down, mate.
It looks better in jeans than your tweeds.
Ring Elizabeth now.
What? No, let's go out. That's a great idea.
Yes, before the quiz starts.
All right. Why not?
Give the man some silence.
It's her. Hello. You don't know me.
Then what's your birth sign, Anne?
Virgo, I think.
Ha-ha, that explains it. Virgos are supposed to be very clean. Matt's a goat.
Really?
I'm a crab. Same as Adam. I'm sensitive. Easily hurt in love. What about you?
What about me?
Well, have you ever been hurt?
Do you think he needs a hand with the drinks?
All right, then. Yes, goodbye. I'm very much looking forward to it as well.
Oh, smooth.
Oh, you sounded really sweet.
We don't want him sweet on the date. We want him sexy.
So when is it then, night? The big night?
Next Wednesday. If we can get a babysitter.
No!
Nigel!
What?
Never mind.
I think Sid wants to start the quiz.
This photocopy is terrible.
Sporting body parts. What a ludicrous topic. I mean, would you own up to that here?
It's got to go to one of the England rugby teams.
Well, maybe, or it could be a boxer. I know that mouth, I'm sure. It's Rio Ferdinand.
Oh, yes, old luscious lips.
Sound like a salsa dancer, darlings.
Same difference, the way he moves.
Well, night then, Nigel. Well, I'm glad you fixed up your date with the missus.
Night, Kenton.
Hey, when did you get your licence back, anyway?
Yesterday. Feels great.
Yeah. Excellent. Oi! I can see you two canoodling over there.
Get lost!
Yeah, leave us alone.
You better hurry back to your love nest.
So where are you staying tonight, anyway? You're not driving back to Borchester.
Glead.
Oh. Night.
Night.
Yeah, night. Bye, Nigel. Love is all around me, and so the feeling.
Come on, Lillian, let's get you home.
You know, I knew there'd be a section on food.
Well, that was Stanley night.
We're great, eh? Pity we didn't win.
Who cares? I don't. In you get.
Oh, all right.
Mind your head. Do you need a lift, Ian?
No, I've got Peggy's car.
Great night, wasn't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed this morning as well.
Me too.
No, shut the door, darling. It's freezing.
Sorry. Night, then.
Oh, good night. Adam?
Yeah?
I'm moving into my flat on Sunday. I don't suppose... Well, would you like to give me a hand?
The Archers was written by Noel Cadala and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Jenny Stevens and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.